everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up Thursday, November 9th, 8 a.m. Central Time, live on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be offering 25,150 head, including 2,700 yearling steers, 4,000 yearling heifers, 15,700 weaned calves, and 1,150 calves on cows. If you want more details, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call for information at 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock.
Oklahoma's wind energy industry invests billions in our state, which powers our economy and directly funds our schools. Because of these investments, utility bills are lower across the state. Some industries qualify for dozens of subsidies, but this industry's given up every state wind energy tax incentive. Why are some legislators trying to drive wind energy out of our state? Are they anti-business? Call your legislators today and tell them to keep wind investing in Oklahoma. Paid for by the Wind Coalition.
Feedlot country typically quiet today as packers completed their collection of new show lists. The week's offerings look modestly larger than last week, yet very close to unchanged. Asking prices not yet defined today, but one can only assume they'll be sharply higher given the runaway pace of the last 2 weeks. The corn market fractionally higher. Stock market's also higher today. The Dow Jones currently 8 points higher, the same for the NASDAQ. In live cattle, futures were significantly lower today, moving towards the top of the noon hour as spot December and February caught most of the early week heat, suggesting bull spreaders are taking profits today in the wake of last week's big rally. Beef cutouts were significantly higher today, up 51 cents in choice, up to $1.45 in select with light box movement. In feeder cattle, feeders retreated by triple digits today, a function of bulls taking profits and technicians reacting to overbought conditions. Volume was said to be quite light today. Grain futures, meanwhile, were mixed and choppy overnight trade. Markets are watching for position squaring ahead of Thursday's USDA reports, and the spread of treading also likely to be featured in wheat and corn into Tuesday's start to the Goldman roll. Corn prices were a little higher today after they traded in a range of less than 2 cents overnight. December futures remained hemmed in by 25 and 50-day moving averages that provided support at 349 and a quarter and resistance at 351 and a half. Soybeans held after a bumpy overnight session that tried to avoid follow-through selling from Friday's break. January futures, though, broke below the trend line drawn off of August, September, and October lows, which came in around the 25-day moving average at 986.5. And wheat prices posted modest gains as the overnight session wound down, helped by a stronger cash market. The basis firmed last week on news of sales of hard red winter wheat to Iraq in a deal that may be a little bit bigger than was previously reported. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.